Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. We can never grasp it, how great the love of God is. But we can experience it, and we experience it daily, and we are grateful to God that we may still experience such hours of grace in the presence of His Holy Word. These are hours for the preparation of the bride. And also this morning, we are gathered here in great expectation. The Lord blessed us already last night in a wonderful way, and our hearts are already touched and filled with a deep desire that the Lord will today again speak to us, giving our beloved brother His word into His mouth, so that we, as a pure virgin, without spot, without wrinkle, we can stand before the Lamb at His return. And we all know it's not long anymore. The Lord is coming soon, and He who is ready will enter His glory. This morning, we ask Brother Alfred Borg to read us a word for introduction, and we ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us. Afterward, we ask that the parents are coming to the front with their children for dedication. Praise and thanks be unto the name of our Lord. We are happy to be here this morning again to receive what the Lord has prepared for each one of us this morning. Praise and thanks. Before we pray together, and I would like to that you stand up for it, I read a word of the Scripture from 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and faithfulness, for everything what you have done for us and in us in these days. You, the living and true God, we know your word says it. We just read it and heard it. Lord, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man withereth, but your word says it. Thy word remaineth forever. It is unbreakable. You have spoken it, and it is here. You are still speaking it today, and something comes into existence as you like it. Lord Jesus, also in this hour, we are coming to you, and we say thanks to you. As the songwriter expressed it, thy love gushed forth. Who can describe it? Who can express it? From eternity to eternity, it remaineth. Lord Jesus, I thank you for these hours in which we assembled here. Lord, speak to every heart. Shake the heavens and the earth and stretch forth thine arm. Touch everyone who looks up to you, be it here at this place or wherever it might be, wherever your people have gathered before your throne. Lord, it's of course not about, it's not important where, but it's important how we stand before you. Please, Lord, bless. Bless also the lips through which you will speak. We want to hear and we want to obey your word. Lord, be merciful to us. Help us. And we want to praise you. We want to exalt your name. For you are worthy to receive all the adoration and glory. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The time will be gone very quickly today. Also, yesterday, more than 1,000 switched on in all peoples and tongues. God's word is being heard. Today, we will ask a couple of brothers to just give greetings. Really, only to give greetings. Our brethren from Canada, USA, from Kinshasa, one of the brother from Portugal, please come to give greetings. You can come already to the front, and afterward we will hear a song in the Russian language, and we just tune in and sing unto the Lord in our hearts. Feel free. We have here a large number. I was asked to not mention names. Greetings from Pretoria, from Durban, from Cape Town, from Johannesburg, once again Johannesburg, Port Elizabeth, once again South Africa, then Libreville, then the Ukraine, then Peru, then Nairobi, then Cuba, and then we have a prayer request connected with Finland from our brothers and sister Holviti. Greetings from brother Xavier Chauffeur. Greetings from brother Mambugo. Greetings. I didn't actually want to name names. Greetings from Mupatas. Once again, brother Bruce from Cape Town. Brother Hervé from Lyon. Greetings. Once again from Pretoria. From Rwanda. Once again from Cuba. Once again Ottawa, Canada. And again Atlanta, USA. And now we have here our brothers.
Je vous salue tous dans le précieux nom du Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus Christ.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. I bring you the greetings from the brethren from the United States and also from the brothers from Benin, Africa. May the Lord bless you all.
Je vous salue tous au nom du Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Je suis encore ici. J'étais encore ici.
I'm still in Europe. I'm not back yet in Kinshasa. But God willing, in the coming week, I will return to the DRC. And I ask, may I take your greetings to the Congo? God bless you.
God bless you.
Gott segne euch.
You have the greetings of all the brothers and sisters in Montreal.
Ich grüße euch von allen Brüdern und Schwestern aus Montreal.
God be with you.
Gott sei mit euch.
Till we meet again.
Bis wir uns wiedersehen.
If not on this earth.
Wenn nicht hier auf Erden.
Then at the Marriage Supper.
Dann an dem herrlichen
and
Tag.
In the New Jerusalem.
Und im neuen Jerusalem. Amen. War mein Übersetzer in Toronto.
He was my translator in Toronto. And in Montreal. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bring you recommendations from the bride, which is in Portugal. I believe this was not only a visit, but that we may be gathered around the Word of God. I reckon with your prayers and with the spiritual food, because we have still a great work to do in Portugal. We are living in the days in which all the eagles of God are feeding from the Word of God. And our task is to bring this Word of God to all the eagles. Thank you. Many greetings to Portugal. Do we have someone else? God bless. Who wanted to say something still? A sister wanted to sing in the Russian language. Please come to the front and sing us a song in the Russian language. I told Brother Jean-Claude, perhaps at the end they can sing.
Мы с тобою, где святые все поют, где спокойною рекою воды чистые текут. Да мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. Над прозрачною рекою, чистой, светлой, как кристалл, там воскликнем мы с тобою, вечный день теперь настал. Да мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. Между днями и рекою путь непроходимый был, но сколь тяжкою ценою Агнец нам его открыл. Да мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. Там сиянье над рекою, лик Христа мы будем зреть. Кто на землю за тобою не сходил, чтоб умереть. Да мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. служить. Скоро будем над рекою, скоро путь придет к концу. Скоро встретимся с тобою, вознеся хвалу Отцу. Да, мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою. Там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. Да, мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою. Там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить.
Amen. Yes. It's really wonderful. And to me came the thought, in the Russian language, there's hardly a song with two or four stanzas. Almost all have seven or eight stanzas. The heart just flow over from what God has worked. And after the Second World War, the first meetings which I witnessed in the full gospel, they were in the Russian and the Slavic language. These were all people who were refugees in the Second World War and who were then again returning to their homeland. But one thing I have to say, they could pray. There was a prayer meeting. It was really like the people left this earth. That's how they were praying. But the trouble was also very big there. We didn't mention Brother Gilbert. We didn't mention Brother Tati. We didn't mention Brother Küpfer. Many we didn't mention. But ye shall all know, you are in our hearts, and we thank God for all brothers. Brother Tati was, of course, my translator in Brussels. And there we had one of the most wonderful meetings. More than 500 were gathered to hear the word of God. And then also in Paris, it were probably more than 1,500. And Brother Tati, both times he was my interpreter. And Brother Kupfer, yesterday he told me, it was one of the most powerful meetings which we ever had in the city of Paris. God's word accomplishes for what it was sent for. And I think I can say it. I was especially glad that the whole family from Slovakia has come. We are, of course, all joined in the love of God. And also you, precious brothers and sisters. I don't know whether I should mention names always, but we are joined with you. I look at you now. We are joined with you. God bless the family Trapani. God bless all who are part of it. May He be with you in the time of trial in a very special way. One has to go through trials himself to understand the others in their trials. And our Lord, He had compassion with all, because the sickness, the trouble, all the guilt He took upon Himself. And so He had compassion, and He gave to all what they needed. The month of May has, of course, all know it was the 7th of May when the angel of the Lord came to Brother Branham and he told him, I'm sent to you from the presence of God to give you the commission. And he really, in all the details, he has given the explanations how the ministry would go forth, that he should take with his left hand the right hand of the patient, that he should turn his hand and that the cancer, the tumor which the person had, he would see it on his hand, and the patient would see his own sickness. And the angel of the Lord said, commit the people for whom you are praying, tell them that they should not close their eyes while praying. They should observe it, that in the moment where the healing takes place, then the tumor or the cancer disappears from your hand. And you all know, I knew Brother and Sister Gordon Lindsay, especially in the years 47, 48, 49. They were in the meetings of Brother Branham, and every time they experienced it, how God has blessed this wonderful gift. Connected with it was, of course, the message which we may carry today. It was, of course, about God's confirmation and legitimation. A man can say much, a man can claim much, but if God does not give the confirmation, what then? Didn't the Lord say to Moses, two signs will be given to you? The one sign with a hand, and it happened. He should put it into his bosom and take it out again. And then it was full of leprosy. And then he should put it into his bosom again and take it out again. And behold, it was clean as the skin of a child. I can nothing for it, that God gives direct instructions. When God gives a direct commission which is connected with the plan of salvation. And so it was with Brother Branham, because he was told that the message, the word with all the promises which God had given, it was entrusted to him, and that this message would forerun the second coming of Christ. And this very consciously, very soberly, very clearly, we can experience it personally among all the phone calls which came in yesterday and this morning. Is also a phone call from the city of Nairobi from our brother Paul. And what did he say? Brother Frank, last night I have seen the meeting, and the thought came to me that there is no other place on earth where the word of God, where the people of God are coming together from all peoples, tongues and nations, to hear the pure and clear message of God. And he was so touched on his inside. Thanks be to God that we can be connected, that we can listen, and that we can witness and experience. Yes, the word does not return void. Then we have also the establishing of the State of Israel on the 14th of May, 1948, a fulfillment of the Scripture. The people of Israel, because of their disobedience and because of their disobedience and unbelief, they should be scattered among all nations. And at the end of days, they shall be gathered again. And before our very eyes, the fig tree is becoming tender again. Before our very eyes, Bible prophecy has become a reality. Today, we can time and again lift up the Bible and we can cry out as our Lord said then, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. And therefore, brothers and sisters, these meetings which God still gives us, we have to make use of them. It's not only the calling out, it's really a preparation, a hearing, a listening to that, what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And whoever reads Matthew 13 attentively, he will find out that the Lord, once he said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And a second time he said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. And he who then goes to Luke 24 will find out that there our Lord went back into the Word, and he showed them all things what came to fulfillment at that time, and their hearts were burning. Their hearts were burning. I'm asking myself, brothers and sisters, are we overwhelmed when our hearts, when we hear and when we see Bible prophecy in its fulfillment, when we have part in that what God is doing right now by His grace? This is the greatest gift which God could give us. Here it's written in Luke 24, verse 25. And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Luke 24 verse 25. Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. Not what scribes have interpreted, but what the prophets have spoken concerning the plan of salvation. The word in its original, to believe it, to receive it, and then to get it revealed. In verse 29, we read, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. When the Lord started from the Old Testament to share with them Bible prophecies, to show them its fulfillment, then they had only one desire. Abide with us. Continue to speak. Show us. what has come to fulfillment. And then in verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Did your heart burn? Did my heart burn? Are our hearts burning? Is there gratefulness in our hearts that the Lord doesn't speak anymore to us in parables, but he speaks freely and openly with us? This he even announced, the time comes where I will no more speak in parables to you, but I will tell you all things freely and openly. And so we believe that the Lord doesn't speak to us anymore in parables, but that what he kept secret in parables, this he revealed to us by his grace. We have many subjects which we could deal with. But here at the end in Luke 24, it's so wonderful. And this I still want to read. Once again, verse 45 in Luke 24. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And only afterward, in verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And then the Lord calls his disciples as being witnesses. Verse 48, and ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, and tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high. This is our desire, brothers and sisters, that the word is not only preached in words, but by the power of God, that it is confirmed by grace. What God has given us beyond measure is the placing of Bible prophecies. Let me show you briefly how God predicted the things, and he spoke already in past tense, as they would be there already, and today they are still in the future. Bible prophecy, the character of Bible prophecy, one has to recognize it. God knew the end before the beginning. He could let everything be preached as it would have happened already. Now, just a few scriptures. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 18, John 18, here we have a word of the Lord, to which we will take other scriptures to it. John 18, verse 37. Here our Lord speaks as king. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest rightly that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Born for this reason. He was king. Yes. He was the king who came to Abraham as Melchizedek. In Genesis, in chapter 14, the king of Salem comes and has bread and wine with him. He celebrated the Lord's Supper with Abraham after he won the victory over all the kings and enemies. In Hebrews 7, we are told who he is. At that time, at Abraham's times, he didn't have any father and no mother. There, he didn't come yet to us. He was not yet born into this world, but the announcements were already in all of the Old Testament. Then, concerning our Lord as King, just to show you that Bible prophecy must be seen in its fulfillment and it may never be interpreted. Then we have here, in Matthew, chapter 21, right in Matthew 21, from verse 4, Matthew 24, from verse 4, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. A donkey. This was Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. But at that time, he didn't come to rule. No, at that time he came to give us the redemption so that we become a people of priests and kings, so that we, when he starts his reign, that we can reign together with him as kings. Let us go to Luke 1. I read these scriptures for a specific purpose, to show us the fulfillment of that what God promised for our time, to just show it from the scriptures and to illuminate it. Luke 1. Here we have verse 67. Luke 1, verse 67. And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. We can read on, verse 70. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. Verse 72, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This is powerful. God does not do just something. God does all things according to his plan of salvation, which he purposed before the foundation of the world. And so we see, when we look into the Holy Scriptures, as king, born as king, but we are still waiting that he starts his millennium, his reign. And this is really upon my heart to serve, to help, not to criticize, but to serve and to help. And we all know what is written in Matthew 13, in comparison to Matthew 25. In Matthew 13, when the people slept, the enemy made use of the time to sow his seed. The Lord was sowing his seed where all could listen properly. And they knew what he said. He blessed their eyes, he blessed their ears, because they heard and because they have seen. But then the enemy came when the people slept. And then he sowed his seed. Matthew 25, and they all slept. And this is that part. This is the time span, the time period in which the enemy has sown his interpretations amidst the wheat. On the same field he sowed it. And when I say this today, up to the year 79, there were no special directions. There were no brothers yet who came on the scene to row their quotes to one another and to make the message a different gospel. What happened? We were not attentive. We didn't pay attention properly. We didn't have the gift of discernment. And we really, most of us, they fell for it. And up to today, were made well again in the faith. Brothers and sisters, it's very important that we abide in the Word. And as it was read in the word of introduction, the word of God remaineth forever. And this is the word which we preach unto you. No interpretations, but the word. I hope that nobody is angry with me. But here, there are books which only deal with Brother Branham. Here, more than 230 photographs, pictures are in it. Brother Branham, of that, this and that. More than 230 pictures. And this shall then be the end time message. No. This is glorification of a man. And if I could, I would just throw it away. It just draws your attention away from the kernel of which it's all about. Today is no more about the prophet said. No, it's about that we understood the right thing, the said things rightly. And we only understood it rightly if we have taken it back into the Scripture and getting the answer from God in His Word. And then we have the certainty that we are in the Word. What good is it for a man if he says, I believe the word. And in reality, he believes this and that. Even that Brother Branham will return, that he will have a tent vision, fulfill the tent vision, that he would fulfill the third pull, and others again. I should have brought with me the 5 or 6 points. One comes to the point, the resurrection has taken place already. The changing took place already. This and that, marriage supper took place already. And now we are already in the millennium. You have no idea in what kind of ways the enemy took influence, because the brothers don't have the respect before the word of God. What shall I say you? Tell you, my responsibility is toward God, is toward the word of God, and the grace which God really has given us from the beginning is that we take everything back into the word, and that we say what God said, especially for all brothers, especially for all brothers who have been put into trouble worldwide with Revelation chapter 10. And because Brother Branham mentioned this chapter 69 times, but he always spoke in the plural. Please come with me to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 2. Here it's written in verse 14 and 15. Matthew 2, 14 and 15. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. If you go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 22-23, God speaks to the people of Israel, thou art my firstborn son. I have called you. You are my firstborn son. And if you go to Hosea chapter 11, verse 1, out of Egypt I have called my son. Two total different things are referring to the one scripture. Out of Egypt I have called my son. The one was fulfilled with the people of Israel, and the other was fulfilled with our Redeemer and our Lord. Totally different fulfillments, but the reference was one and the same. And this is what God has given to us by His grace. Namely, that what the Lord showed to us, that we didn't brought it with us, but that we may place it. Today I brought with me a shofar. Already once I brought it. But I really want that all brothers all over the earth respectfully, that they understand respectfully that the extraordinary, unique, unfallible ministry which God gave to Brother Branham, that He has given it in our time. It was here to draw our attention to that what God has to say to us through His Word and through His Spirit. But here's the point. And nobody needs to be angry with me. Brother Branham was a prophet. He didn't place it yet. As a prophet, he says the things which God wants to do. Did Isaiah place something? Did Jeremiah, could they place something? Or did the four evangelists place? Did Paul place? Did Peter place? And this is, of course, the difference between the prophetic ministry and the teaching ministry which God has given to us, that we can place the things, and we're just grateful. And please, so that I don't forget it, today when I was sitting in my office and when I was reading Matthew 13, firstly it says, let both grow until the harvest. But then, God, the Lord God, wanted to send His angels to take away all obstacles out of His kingdom until the harvest, both shall grow together. But before the harvest is brought in, there will be no mixing with the wheat. No. And this I say in the name of the Lord, with the authority of His word, I say it. When the wheat field was shown to me, there was no thistle, no thorn was there, nothing was in the wheat field. It was ripe, ripened by the sun, and the ears were hanging down. When the Lord told me, climb on this combine and bring in the harvest. What is happening today? The calling out, but also the preparation. Preparation. Namely, that everything what is not from God, that it is being taken out from His church, out of your heart, out of your vocabulary, out of your mouth, that there's only the pure Word of God being preached and believed and being carried on. That's what's all about today. Now to show you something. He, our Lord, who was born as King, who has come into this world and who shed His blood and who gave His life, and as I said already, to make us a people of priests and kings. That's how it is written in the book of Revelation, chapter 5. But firstly, after many things have taken place, comes, of course, the fulfillment, what is written in Revelation, chapter 11, verse 15. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And do you know when this will be said? After the ministry of the two prophets. Only when the two prophets finished their ministry. I read it to you from Revelation 11. Revelation chapter 11, here it's written in verse 12, addressed to the two prophets, and they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. He who reads Revelation, especially from chapter 8 on, whoever reads it with an open heart, without having his own opinions, he will read respectfully. And he will not stop between verse 1 and between verse 2. He will not make any remark between it. He will just read on. After the half an hour silence came, of course, to fulfillment what is written in verse 2. Revelation 8, verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. I brought it with me once again so that you know. 11 times the word shofar is written. The Hebrew word shofar from Revelation 8 up to Revelation 11. 11 times. Seven angels received seven shofars. And when they were blowing their shofars, then the judgment came upon the earth. In every shofar, there was judgment, only judgment, because it belongs into the time period after the ministry of the two prophets. In the first 3.5 years, the two prophets have to say so. And nothing can happen because they act by the commission of God. And if somebody wants to hurt them, then fire falls down and things like that. In any case, they can carry out their ministry to call out the 144,000 from the 12 tribes of Israel who will then be sealed. They can do their ministry in peace, and then the covenant will be broken, and then the great tribulation sets in. And this happens in that time happens the seven trumpet judgments. And we can read what will happen when an angel sounds his trumpet. And then six of them sounded in chapter 8 and 9. And then one angel remains. And he's announced in Revelation 10, verse 7. And may all hear it, especially all ministering brethren all over the earth. Revelation 10, verse 7 is an announcement. In the days, the six have already blown at that time already. And then the announcement, when the last one will begin to sound, will sound his trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished, as he declared it to his servants, the prophets. Why can we not respect this? I can do it. I can respect it. It just belongs to it. Revelation 10, verse 7. The same word shofar is written. The same word shofar. When he will blow his shofar, then the mystery of God is finished, as he declared it to servants, the prophets. Up to Revelation 11, verse 15. Time and again, the word shofar is written. But now the question. Why did Brother Branham refer to Revelation 10? Why? Because on the 28th of February 1963, these mighty seven detonations, which he mentions as seven thunders, it shook the whole region. The rocks fell down, rolled down the hill. And Brother Branham, on the 24th of March 63, he knocks seven times loudly onto the pulpit, and he said, the seven thunders were so mighty, the whole earth shook. So he referred to it. He referred to this mighty experience which led to the opening of the seven seals. And then came, of course, March 63, where he spoke about the seven seals. Brothers and sisters, all who think, who need to interpret Revelation 10, this is not possible. I read you three scriptures from the Old Testament. Also this, I've told you before, Brother Branham just needed to refer to Malachi 4. I sent unto you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Not a single time he referred to Matthew 17, verse 11. Not a single time he referred to Mark chapter 9, verse 12, where the Lord has gone into the Old Testament, and the ministry which was promised in the Old Testament, where he confirmed it in the New. And he said, verily I say unto you, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Why? He, of course, couldn't bear witness of himself. This is impossible. But God took care that we, while reading the Word, that we have come upon these scriptures, and by grace we can place everything correctly. And he was that prophet sent from God. Listen. Whoever makes a doctrine his hobby horse is a man who is lacking clarity in his heart and head. The proclamation must be balanced without any hobby horse. You know what a hobby horse is? Riding on it, always riding on it. No, being balanced in the Word. The nice thing that we have the Old and the New Testament, and that we have the respect, the reverence before God and His Word, that we have it and we keep it forever. Let us read Revelation chapter 10, verse 3. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. So, only when the Lord, as the angel of the covenant, comes down, when he puts his foot upon land and sea, he is the original owner. And when he starts his reign, he will put his feet upon land and sea, because everything is his own possession, because he created it. And this will be the moment when these seven thunders of Revelation 10 utter their voices. And this is in connection with the people of Israel. I read it to you from the prophet Amos in the Old Testament. From the prophet Amos. Here it's written in chapter 1. Amos chapter 1, verse 2.
So lauteten aber die Worte.
And he said, the Lord will roar from Zion.
Zion, wenn der Herr vom Zion her brüllt, und aus Jerusalem,
and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the habitations of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither. When he will roar from Zion, not from somewhere, not from New York, or from another country or city, no, from Zion he will roar, as a lion roareth. The same is of course written in Joel, chapter 4, Joel, chapter 4, and here the decision of Armageddon is described from the Valley of Jehoshaphat, from verse 12, where the people will go to fight with Israel. And then it said, put in the sickle, verse 13, chapter 3, verse 13, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get ye down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. And then we read, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near, the day of the Lord. We spoke of it yesterday. We mentioned it. How near is the day of the Lord? In the valley of decision. God has a day of decision. And he will carry it out. And what happens then? The sun and the moon shall be darkened. Is this not the sixth seal? Sun and moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, he who is of God will hear the word of God. And all who hear it, and all who agree with God, will place everything correctly. Even if you read in Amos, if we read in Joel, wherever we may read, we might read maybe one more scripture where it speaks of the lion who will utter his voice. Here in Hosea, chapter 11, verse 10. And they shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion. And when he shall roar, the children shall tremble from the west. Let us leave this subject. We cannot help any brother. And I say this with great pain. No brother who has left the truth and who walked his own ways and ideas, not one brother came back yet. Not one. God is not mocked. We must have the reverence before God and His Word. And concerning the ministry of Brother Branham, brothers and sisters, I dare to say that no brother, there is no brother on the earth who from the beginning, who was so connected with Brother Branham, from the first day, from the first meeting, he recognized that this is a man sent from God. And we are writing it now in our presentation as the mission center, how everything took its course, how God took care that I already 1959 in the house of Brother and Sister Borg, I started to translate the sermons of Brother Branham. And so the work of God started. And someday we will have the presentation in the internet. And we will show how God has laid everything from the very beginning. With me, all know where they are at. We're not just speaking things. No, we are showing from the Word what has happened through the ministry which God has given. One just needs to take the key word. Just taking the key word. And in Revelation 10, the key word is the mystery of God. In all the other mysteries and parables, it's about the plural. And this plural, Brother Branham used from the first to the last time, and he repeated it, that God, through his ministry, finished all the mysteries which were hidden, which were written in the Bible, but which were not yet revealed. From Genesis up to the book of Revelation 22, they were revealed, all the mysteries. And if somebody is clear in his head, and if one is true in his heart, then it must of course stand out that Brother Branham always used the plural when it was about his ministry. But if it is about Revelation 10 verse 7, then I just ask you, leave the word in the singular as it is written. And not only a mystery, but the mystery of God. And Brother Branham preached a very long sermon, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, proclaimed among the nations, and received up by faith. Please respect the word of God. The hour is here. The bride is being dressed. The bride is decorated. The bride will be in agreement and in conformity with the word. And this is the last period of time in which we are living now. And I'm just asking all of you, never ask me to make a compromise. This is just impossible. This the Lord didn't do, the apostles didn't do, and I can also not do it. God's word remains forever. And with us, with me, we who preach the word, it must come to fulfillment. The word remains forever. And we preached unto you this word as the gospel. So heaven and earth shall pass away. All the interpretations, all the deviations, everything will pass away. Please, once again, take it to heart. until the harvest, both shall grow together. And then the Lord wanted to send out his angels to take out all offenses out from his kingdom. That, I mean, that moment where the rapture will take place, not a single thistle, nothing is there anymore, but a golden, overripe wheat field, which will be harvested. And you can really believe me. I didn't invent it. The Lord really showed it to me. And I climbed on this brand new combine. I climbed on it. I looked up. The clouds, they covered, they darkened the sky. And I said, Lord, it's too late. I cannot bring in the harvest anymore. And in that moment, a wide opening came into this dark cloud, and the sun was shining very brightly, was shining on this golden ripe field. And when I was mowing the last row, here I started and here I ended. And when I mowed the last row, it became dark, as if the whole world would break. But the harvest was brought in. Please, beloved brothers and sisters, as the bridegroom was the holy and pure word in which everything was referred to him and in which everything found fulfillment in him, so it is now with the bride. Everything that God promised to us, please, there's only Cain and Abel, wrong or right. There's nothing in between, nothing in between, either the one or the other. And as Paul has written, should some deviate from the truth, then we should correct him. But the people must let themselves be corrected. And all who found grace in the sight of God, they will let themselves be corrected. They let themselves be corrected. With respect, they will hear the word and they will place everything biblically. And they themselves will also let themselves be placed biblically. May the ever faithful God, may he give us the grace, giving us the grace to be the pure wheat. He was the original wheat corn which fell into the ground, which died, and which brought forth fruit, according to John 12. And we, the grown-up wheat, as he, the Son of God, so we, sons and daughters of God, justified by the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and then washed in the Word, taking a bath in the Word, so that everything what is not in agreement with the Word, that it is washed away. As with the blood of the Lamb, everything what is not part of the new man must be put off, and we must become a new creature through and through. And this happens through the Word and Spirit. And the divine seed is sown into us, and we are born again unto a living hope. And then comes the fulfillment, the filling with the Holy Spirit. that the church, as the body of the Lord, can carry out the divine commission. We have said it. The whole world is now being reached. And I just claim that all the elect who are part of the bride Lamb will not make any compromises, but they will stand before God pure and holy, because without holiness no one shall see the Lord. And sanctification is only in the Word of God. John 17, verse 17, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Thanks be unto our God that we can live in a time in which we can place everything correctly, what the prophets said, what the apostles said, what is written in the Old and the New Testament, without any resistance. We can find it in order in the plan of salvation. And for me, I lived really only for one purpose. My life was only for one purpose. For me, it's not just the wish, but for me it's the command of God to give the last call. And all who hear the last call now, to them the Lord said, your eyes are blessed, for they see. Your ears are blessed, for they hear. And this brings us to the last promise in Revelation chapter 3. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And he that overcometh will sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down on the throne of my Father. The highest calling, the highest election which God had, this he has given to us. And as we said before, he was king, priest, and he was prophet. He has given his life for us so that we can become kings and priests. And that we can understand the prophetic word and that we can place it biblically, doctrinally. And up to today, we didn't go beyond the testimony of the Scripture, and we will not do it. Because all who are doing it, all who add something, they should read Revelation 22, the last verses once again, to know what will happen to them who add to the word of the prophecy of this book, who add their own opinions, adding their own interpretations. They will not be inside, they will be outside. So let us abide in the word and in the will of God. The return of the Lord is near. What we mentioned yesterday, we didn't deal today with. The end time is here. His coming is near. The last call goes forth. The Lord God, may he give us at this place today, may he give us a real consecration, dedication, so that our hearts would be addressed, that we would receive it, that we have no inner resistance, but that we just say, that we just receive the words as Mary, that we ponder upon them and that we get it revealed. God is a faithful God, and the Holy Spirit leads into all the truth. if you would just feel what I feel, feeling that we may live now, that we found grace in the sight of God in this time, that we recognized the day and God's visitation, and that we may have part in what God is doing right now on the earth. And to this belongs also the placing of all that, what Peter said, in harmony, placing what Brother Branham said. And this grace God really has given us. And to this, for this we are very grateful with all our hearts. God has a plan with the church. God has a plan with Israel. And everything He will finish just as it is written in this book. To Him, the Almighty God, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to our God, be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us stand up. You can all tune in with the chorus. Perhaps a brother comes who speaks English. Brother Jean-Claude, please come. Sing us this wonderful Maranatha chorus. I have one more question. Please don't take it seriously. But this question was given to me. Whether in the next year we shall make an Israel trip. And I thought this time all the youth should come with us. If it is like this, we don't know whether we will still have a year. But Mr. Schechinger, the tour guide, he phoned us and he asked whether we are planning a trip. And a trip can only be planned if there are people who go with. Where is the leader of the choir?
Alle mitsingen.
Amen. Amen. While we are having our heads bowed, and while we remain in silent prayer, thanking the Lord, giving glory to Him with a grateful heart, that He has spoken to us directly. And while He speaks to us, He's opening the understanding for the Scripture to us. Did it happen today in our midst? This Amen was not loud enough.
Amen.
Amen. And once again, Amen. Jesus our Lord is God manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, received up into glory. He will return as the victor of Calvary, and His multitude, His victory multitude, He will take them up. All who have overcome by the word and by the blood, all who didn't love their own lives anymore, but who consecrated their lives to the Lord, who loved us. And this love among one another we have passed on. Words will no one convince. Love joins, love unites, love hugs. And our Lord said it. If you have love one among another, then the world will recognize that you are my disciples indeed. That you are not just saying it with your mouths, but that you of a truth are my disciples. And didn't Paul say it in 1 Corinthians 13? And even if I would know all the mysteries, if I would have all the faith and I would not have love, then I'm just a tinkling cymbal and a sounding brass. Empty, just brass. But the vessel is not filled. Only vessels, Holy Master, but filled with your power, as a German song goes. I don't know how you feel, but recently, every brother, almost every sister, I could hug her. I could hug. The love of God joins, unites so deep on the inside, so heartfully, warmly. Did you feel it already? That it has become different? That the love comes to expression? That we not just speak about it, but that we practice it? Love doesn't count the evil which happened to us. Love believes all things. Love receives everything what God has given to us. May the perfect love of God, which was manifested on the cross of Calvary, in the finished work of redemption, may it be manifested. May it be poured out into all the redeemed. May it be manifested in all of us. Not one discussion anymore about a Bible subject, but just the leading, the insight by the Holy Spirit into all the truth. And then comes to fulfillment Not one brother will teach the other, but they shall all be taught by God. Being taught by God. We give thanks for the teaching. We are thanking for the word of prophecy. We are thanking for the prophetic ministry, and we are grateful for the teaching that we were introduced in, into the full understanding of the plan of salvation of our God in this time. Please, don't forget it. It's not only the calling out, not only separation. This is the preparation time, and His bride has prepared herself, had made herself ready, and to her was granted to be clothed in white linen. This is the righteousness of the saints, which was given to us by the cross of Calvary, by God Himself. As we would have never sinned, as we would never have been separated from God, just being brought back to God as sons and daughters. And we are waiting for the changing of our bodies at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Before we pray now, I would like to ask that we close our eyes, that we don't look around. Is there still somebody here with a very special request? Doesn't matter what kind of, which we can bring to the Lord in prayer. Please raise your hand all over. Can you believe? Can you believe that the Lord Himself has become surety for us? Job was praying, where is a surety who would intercede for me? Where is a mediator who speaks for me? And our Lord is mediator. Our Lord is surety of the new covenant. Every promise, and this is the mighty, brothers and sisters, there were promises, but these promises have become true in the moment when Jesus Christ, our Lord, died on the cross of Calvary. Isaiah 53 was fulfilled. He bore our weaknesses, sicknesses. He took upon Himself our infirmities. And everything, He carried it to the cross. The blood of the new covenant speaks for us. We are the people of the new covenant. Receive it today. Accept it today. And should there be somebody left who didn't succeed to break through, then please stay behind. After the closing of the service, stay behind, come to the front. Please, not all, but only those who couldn't break through, who didn't come yet to the assurance. We are here. We are here to serve you, to serve the Lord. This day shall really be a special day, a day which goes into history of the plan of salvation. Are you grateful for the word? For the clarity of the word? Let us pray. Dear Lord, it happened already. It is finished. And it will be manifested. It will be manifest in all, also in the young brother from Slovakia. My Lord and my God, this is the day which you have made, the day of blessing, the day of deliverance, the day where you have revealed your will and your word to us, the day in which your power has been manifested by the salvation, by healing, by deliverance. Precious Lord, in your wonderful and holy name of Jesus, I may say to all of you, receive what you have asked for. God keeps his word. He fulfills his promises. And he lets everything come true. This is the day which the Lord has made. To him be the glory. All the sicknesses, all who are in trouble, especially our sister who was operated on, all who went through trials and who are still going through trials, we ask you, confirm thy word by signs and wonders following. We want to experience the book of Acts anew, work and move in a mighty way by the Holy Spirit, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of God. And I thank you for the victory which you have manifested for us in our midst and in all who have listened and who have watched. May your blessing worldwide, in all peoples, tongues and nations, may it be manifested. And your church, may she believe as the scripture says. Beloved Lord, I thank you for your holy word, which remains forever, which we preached as your full gospel. Bless all who are here from various countries, from England, from the Netherlands, Belgium, France, Switzerland, Romania, Italy, from all over, from Portugal. Bless beyond what we can ask or understand. And bless also worldwide. I say it in your name, beloved Lord, that today we understood what's all about. That today we understood, when you see all these things coming to pass, then you know that it is near, even at the door. Also that, what is happening with Israel, everything what is happening now, without going into details, beloved Lord, we understood it. And by grace, we may place it biblically, and we know that the rapture is so near, and that your bride is dressed, that your bride is prepared to meet you, the bridegroom, the heavenly bridegroom, to meet you in the air. I'm claiming in your presence, I claim all who are part of the bride church of Jesus Christ, that you reveal yourself to each one personally. Here's your blood-bought flock forever. To you is she dedicated forever. Bless and sanctify her. And prepare us all unto the glorious day of thy wonderful return. We pray for all marriages. We pray for all families. We pray for all young people who still want to make decisions. We pray for young and old. We pray for all. Be merciful. Be merciful, O Lord. Be merciful. May it find fulfillment. You and your house shall be saved. To you be your church dedicated for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. We give you greetings to all brothers and sisters in all nations and tongues and all who were listening. The Lord bless you in all countries of the earth. God willing, and I can make this journey now before the weekend, I will travel to China and then onward to Mongolia. It was just upon my heart to be there. Although they are listening now, although they are watching, it was still on my heart to be there personally, to preach the word there and to tell the people there what it is all about in our time. Please remember us. Please remember especially me and all the ministering brethren. I didn't mention yet what happened also in April. It was not only Brussels in Paris, it was also Belgrade, Novi Sad, Yugoslavia, to Bačka Blanka, and God really blessed everywhere. The word of the Lord reached Pristina, be it Slovenia, Croatia, Serbia. Wherever this language is spoken, there the message is reaching also. And whoever doesn't listen, whoever doesn't join us online, he can see it on the DVDs and listen on the DVDs and also can order brochures. May the Lord bless all the brothers who are translating, be it here or circular letters, whatever it might be. May God bless all in all languages. And now we send special greetings to Cuba, to all our new friends there, whom the Lord has called out. We are sending greetings to all in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I should ask whether somebody wants to be baptized. Do we have brothers and sisters who would like to wait for the next time? Who would like to be baptized? 1, 2, 3, 5. Yes. What does hinder us? The water is here. There can be a baptism. So, right after the ending of the service, we go for the baptism pool. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you. Until the next time.